do.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, let's say, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery. Upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. FM, on your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is National DJ Day.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ, or is this just a cover for your spy gig?
I've always wanted to be a radio DJ.
I'm the number one DJ.
Here's a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
It's my radio show today.
Great, let's do it.
Let's make it our best show ever.
It's showtime.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. For a while this afternoon, I thought it might be the last broadcast. Holy crap, what a day. It's happy hour. I'll introduce the cast after we hear from Jebra.
And here they are.
Please clap.
All right. Are you okay?
I don't know.
You know, I saw him downstairs, and he was just not something. Greg's, like, off of his feed right now.
First of all, this doesn't sound right. The audio coming through the board does not sound right.
I just got a low level over here, but then again, I have disc jockey ears that...
Is that better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
Everything seems good on my end.
You know, when we went off the air when I was on, you could still hear us for 3 blocks from my earphones. So, I mean, it was like, you know, they were loud.
So, what happened? This is just not right.
Hmm.
Are you sure these are mine?
No. I'm not.
Yeah. You said, hey, these are Greg's.
Well,
they look, I think.
I asked him if
are
they
these
were
yours
his.
That I have on?
Mm-mm. No.
I think those are yours.
Those are Sony's. Do you have Sony's?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not the old ones because they're not falling apart.
I have to check the car. Maybe they popped out. So it's been a really weird afternoon. Every 3 months, I got to go see the doctor. So they can monitor me on a medication I'm taking. And when I'm sitting in the doctor's office, I could feel this tightness in my chest. And, you know, my heart was pounding for no reason. So I went back, and the nurse, they always take your blood pressure and heart rate and all that. She says, we're going to order you an EKG immediately because it was way high. Okay, well, I didn't feel any other symptoms that you hear about with a heart attack. So EKG was, there was nothing, you're not having a heart attack. That's what the EKG said. And, but the freaky thing is that there have been so many people I know that have been lost since this year started. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just next on the list.
Are you too young?
Yeah,
exactly.
You're
That's
right.
What I tell
you're too young.
I am way too young for a heart attack.
Actually,
you will live and not die.
You look great today. Good color, stash, perfect. I did this for you. You like that?
I was just going to say, where did you get the Pierre Latouche mustache?
I went to a 1920s themed thing, and I had a pinstripe suit, and I looked for 1920s facial hair, and it's only this mustache right here. And a listener was there, and he asked me if I was going to leave it till today to show you, so... Here, what you think?
Is it fake?
No. 3 people tried to pull it off.
It does look a little fake.
It's real.
It's real.
Actually, no, that's kind of an interesting look. It is.
Even a little gap in the middle.
Yeah. There's a word for that, too, that little space between at the top of your lip. I can't remember what it is.
That's his Pepe Le Pew look.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Oh, I feel so creepy.
It'll grow back.
I feel like a predator. Some people can do a stash good. Case in point, him.
Yes.
Me? No, no, no.
Spotlight.
Ah, my little darling. It is love at first sight, is it not? No?
So what's the end result of your EKG thing?
Ah, oh, yes.
You
yes.
Gotta, you get to
so go. They want me to go see a cardiologist.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go to a cardiologist. I don't want to go through a stress test and all the other crap they make you do.
You know, the last time I had a stress test, they have the chemical stress test. And because I just had hip replacement, you know, they didn't want to put me on the treadmill they want me to
do. Right.
So they put me on the, they did the chemical. And it's same results, and it really feels weird, you know, they're pouring this stuff in you, but it gets your heart up, and so...
It makes your heart beat faster?
Oh, yes, yes. I was going through a thing.
Why don't they just put my wife in the room? That'll make my heart
beat. Sweet.
Okay. Happy Valentine's Day.
I actually had a basic heart attack one time, so it was really,
really
interesting. Well, you know, it's one of those weird things. I actually woke up in the middle of the night, had all the symptoms. In fact, I'll tell you, I was downstairs at that time, on 98.9, it's been several years ago. I was just working the morning show and running my business. But I woke up, and Sarah finally came down the hall. I was sitting at the top of the stairs, and she said, you're white. You're pale. So about 4 in the morning, we finally called my family doctor, my personal physician. And he said, go straight to Baptist South. And so the first thing they told me is you're having a heart attack. They checked the enzymes. Oh, good grief. I was about 55. And so anyway, they put me in the room, showed me all of the videos of what they'd, you know, going in, probably a blocked artery, this kind of thing. So the next day, they take me down to do the heart cath. Mm-hmm. So you're naked except for a little gown, of course. You know that.
Yeah.
When you're there. And so all of these nurses are coming up and saying, you know, we listen to you every morning.
Oh, that's great. Isn't
that
nice?
We have the radio on. And doctor loves you. We love you. You know, so. And at that time, I decided I needed to go to the bathroom. This is as good as your Dolly Parton.
Whenever I greet my listeners, I need to urinate as well.
As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm on my back. The needle's already in.
Yeah.
And I call one of the male nurses. I said, man, he said, well, you can't go now, but we can take a bottle. And So did you ever try to lie on your back?
No.
With all these people around you and go?
Right in front of your fan.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Holy cow. So anyway, they go ahead, they do the heart cath, I get to the room, and the doctor comes up, and he said, this is really amazing. He said, your heart's in great condition. He said, all that happened, you had a little vein in your heart get blocked. It was a fluke thing, and he says, it's already blown itself out and fixed itself. And so I went to see a cardiologist one visit, and he said, man, you have no reason to come back to me. He said, in fact, I'll make the prediction, your heart won't kill you. It'll be something else. So.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm waiting for what else is going to get me.
Wow.
You know, but it was, he said, you know, you know more about your heart than most people do because they did the whole, he said, your arteries are absolutely clear and at your age, with the time it takes, he said, I just don't think it's going to be your heart. Now, who knows? You know, but.
That's what they're going
to
tell you.
It's, to hear those words, you're having a heart attack is sobering.
Mm-hmm. Very. As a matter of fact, well, my doctor has been telling me for a long time, you know, to quit smoking, dial back the coffee. And I have actually made some progress on the coffee.
But you're still smoking.
Rosie's looking at me with the medical... Rosie has the medical face on.
We've
got to switch you to decaf.
Greg, I want you to live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Dude, I think you got a better chance for a bus than your heart.
A bus?
Yeah, since you've already put two away.
We have our first caller of the afternoon, so let's say hi to Andy.
I really don't think you need a stress test. I mean, you do this show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and listening to the liberals tear this country apart, isn't that stressful enough?
I know. They really should bring their equipment here. Around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Really? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do the test then. Because if anything's going to kill me, it won't be my heart. It'll be Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of those a-holes, pardon me, in Congress with the crap they're putting this country through there. Ugh.
I heard you tell Jay to change the channel this morning.
I got an Andy Griffith marathon on all day on TV Land. I guess in honor of Martin Luther King Day, which is kind of bizarre.
And I'm telling you, and sometimes you have to go to stuff like that. I mean, when you get, you know, I'm a news junkie, you know, and so I'm checking the news. I listen to talk radio, and I'm checking the news. And sometimes you just have to back out of it and watch Andy Griffith for a while.
Let's see. Well, the rally in Virginia's gone well today. That's nice to see.
Okay, so nobody showed up with guns to kill
Antifa,
people.
You know what? First of all, they should be deemed a domestic terror organization. But secondly, they probably knew better than to pick any fights today. Because you're not running up and ambushing people like they usually do with their masks on and their...
Antifa?
Yeah, Antifa.
Oh, they are a domestic terrorist organization.
Yes. Clubbing people with sticks.
Cowards?
Sticks!
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, thanks for the call.
You know, have you looked up the meaning of fascist? It's them.
They are everything.
They're everything they say that they're against.
They're guilty of everything that they're accusing our president of. We got the tape. I don't want to play it again. I could do it from memory. And it's astonishing that they're pushing through. I don't know what, I guess tomorrow is this whole thing starts.
The circus?
Right.
In Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
And it's a bad joke on us. Although I did see let's see here. I got to find it. It's in Facebook Messenger. You know the thing they did with handing out the pens in this very somber and sober...
Mine's in the mail.
I saw a thing where you could get a set of Nancy Pelosi souvenir dentures. With her autograph on them. You know. There they are. Isn't that beautiful?
Is that what she's sucking on all the time when she's up there?
My buddy David Blackman calls them rogue dentures. They're always, it's like she's got a little gerbil in there that's trying to break loose.
You just need to send her some Polydent.
So, was the market open today?
Probably not. It's a legal holiday.
Yeah.
I went flying out of the house this morning. I had to make a deposit and a swing to the bank. I thought, wow, wait a minute. There's not many cars here. No cars here. Yeah. That's when it suddenly hit me that, there was MLK Day and everything had closed down. But I had to get my wife in for a little medical test.
I got to take a picture of Seth. Request from a listener. Lean in a little bit. There's that bright light. Cool.
The Dow is at 29,348.10. That was...
Is that where it closed last week? Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they've got. Standard & Poor's is at 33.29.
Yeah, all the new records among the 8 zillion other great achievements of this president that they're trying so hard to remove, because we can't have that. We can't have America...
No, we can't be. We can't be successful.
We may be getting a call from our buddy Jeff Mallinson.
Okay.
Around 3:30. I hope he's feeling better. It's been a rough year for a lot of my friends with health-related stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a flu going around. My daughter had that. That's been hitting a lot of people in Florida. And Georgia is the number one state for flu cases so far this year. So with all the transit going back and forth, they're probably bringing it in. On this National DJ Day.
Now, wait a minute. I asked the question this morning. Bubba downstairs, Big Bubba, had put something on about being national. I said, does anybody actually jock discs anymore?
Right.
I mean, what disc jockey?
I always hated that word.
I did, too. But there are no discs.
I always thought of a guy.
They're computer jockeys.
When I heard disc jockey, I always thought of a little guy with checkered shorts and a crop.
Yeah.
And a red jacket sitting on top of a turntable spinning around. That's what I thought.
Everybody, so you're a DJ, but you're more than that, especially if you're a personality. But, you know, when I'm sure, great. Were they playing records when you started in the business? I'm sure they were, weren't they?
A lot of stations were, but at WLS.
Oh, they were on.
Tapes.
You were on tape cartridge.
Yeah.
Well,
we had engineers to run them for us.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to touch them. Of course, we started out, and when I started in 63, a long song was about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And so if you worked a 4 to 6 hour shift, when you got off, you were tired.
Yep.
Because, you didn't have time for anything. And we had a box sitting over there. We played a little bit of everything. They had country music long, rock and roll long, songs that were a little longer. Like Marty Robbins, El Paso, when you heard that, what was going on? Because you needed a few more minutes. And so, literally, you could not leave the studio. I mean, no sooner you get a song going than you were having to start another song.
Now, I did have to become a disc jockey on an emergency basis, but that story will have to wait until this first break is over.
Okay.
Larry Stevens sidekicking with us on National DJ Day. Seth Spotlow, I'm going to have...
Thanks, man.
Seth Spotlow will be here in Rothy's here, too.
Don't you love it when I come, you grow a lisp.
321, Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, an amazing company that does amazing things. Working for people who have caught the break that none of us want to think can happen to us, and that's a loss of mobility. It can happen any number of ways. Many of their clients are our wounded heroes who have returned from service, working through a period of restoring choices. Sometimes these situations are short-term. Sometimes you're looking at months or even a year or so of recovery. And then there are permanent situations that need to be addressed. And what Gulf States Mobility sets out to do in a customized approach with each of their clients is figure out what can we do right now A, to eliminate the risk within somebody's home that they'll fall or have an accident that could worsen the situation they're trying to recover from. And B, what else can we do on a customized basis to restore choices? James Garrett and Tommy Johnson told me a long time ago that the most important ingredient in the work they do is the spirit of the individual client. In that situation where they're limited, the human spirit starts to thrive and say, I want to do as much for myself as I can. And that's what they work with in partnering up with their clients. Gulf States Mobility is also a place that equips cars with voice command technology so that people who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again now can. It's one of the great advances in this digital age when it can be used that way so people can no longer have to feel dependent in terms of the schedule they keep, whether it's shopping or a doctor, whatever they need to do. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. 514-6590 is their number. Please visit them and like them on Facebook for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Lowe's helps pros like you save every day on what you need to get the job done right. And no matter how big the job, we have the quantities you need in stock. Have trim work to do? Save big every day when you purchase molding pro packs compared to single sticks. And finish off the job with 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, interior and exterior paint plus primer via rebate. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 116 through 122, U.S. only.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
gonna walk out Burger King, new uniform to wear.
Yes, we'd much rather be making fries than royal millionaires.
Frying up chicken sandwiches and tasty onion rings. I'm done with wearing robes and crowns and other princely things.
The burger fries are done when there's a ding.
We're gonna work at Burger King.
At least we won't have to see your grandmother, the queen.
I'll be making Whoppers with a side of French fries. Would you like a milkshake or an apple pie slice?
Dessert!
We'll wash pickle containers in the sink. Then ask you what beverage you'd like to drink. Our hair will have a greasy burger stink. We're gonna work at Burger King. 'Cause I'm sixth in line to be king. So we're gonna work at Burger King.
Boy, the queen really gave it to Harry and Meghan, didn't she?
Ooh, what'd she do?
No more sponging off the royal family. They got to pay the rent on their little castle. They've still got their titles, but they can't really officially use them.
Well, in fact, did I not read where the Miss Merkel, what is her name? What is her name?
Meghan Merkel.
Whatever it is. I never care, but anyway, didn't she say that she didn't want to come back to America until Trump was no longer president?
She can kiss my ass, Larry.
Why, she said that.
Well, I don't want...
Well, then
tell us how you really feel, though.
Then let them pay rent on the place where they
really
are.
I mean...
Who the hell does she think she is?
You know, they're over there and
washed up actress.
Well, a friend of mine put... I was just looking on Facebook... And he said, I feel Harry's been duped. Harry will suffer for his foolish mistake. Miss Markle has embarrassed the crown, herself, and the United States of America.
That's about right.
David Blackman did a really great piece on it. I guess he wanted to get out of the Trump stuff for a minute. And the queen lowers the boom on Harry and Meghan. Good for her.
Yeah, she said once they leave, they can't come back except for Christmas.
Ooh, cutting them off. Hey.
Well, enjoy Vancouver. It's delightful at this time of the year.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
From what I understand. It's almost 3:30, and while this is not necessarily breaking news, I think it's worthy of a little extra attention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Especially today, being what it is, and I'm surprised this didn't get a little more attention than it did, but... You all know I've been a student of Pearl Harbor for many, many years. I have read dozens of books, watched every movie, every documentary. I can't think of a single thing that I've missed. It just fascinates me. And when 9/11 happened and I was the newsman on our radio station that day, at 9:03 I said, we are experiencing America's second day of infamy. We are under attack.
We are.
And in watching all these documentaries, there's a great story. We all know that the military was segregated in those days. That cannot be changed, but as time passed, change was compelled. And on the morning of December 7, 1941, I want to make sure he was a cook, I believe, a mess cook named Doris Miller, an African-American man who ran up on top of the deck, grabbed a gun, because the guy that was manning the gun he took was dead and shot as the Japanese strafed the Virginia, the West Virginia, I should say. How about that? Your home state should.
No, Virginia.
I'm West Virginia.
Remember, I'm from Virginia.
I just had a heart attack.
No,
you guys are
didn't.
Putting way too much pressure on me.
See, West Virginia is almost heaven.
Ah.
Virginia is.
Oh. I'm close.
Not today.
Anymore.
First, not today.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not so proud of Virginia right now. Of course,
yeah, well,
I've lived 50 years in Bama. I'm pure Bama.
Yeah,
I spent 18 in Virginia.
They look down their nose at us while they elect Governor Blackface and Attorney General Blackface and Lieutenant Governor Sexual Assault. It's a great trio they got at the top of the government.
It's a great state.
Yeah, everybody's bearing their guns.
And it used to be a conservative state. It used to be.
But guess who turned that state at least purple?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
With all his expansion of the federal government and those big salaries and all those benefits, and even with those, you can't really afford to live in D.C. unless you're making...
Moved into Northern Virginia.
Yeah, Northern Virginia and polluted it with their blue...
See, I'm as far away from the capital as you can get in Virginia. I'm over in the southwest tip of the state.
Okay.
I mean, we can throw a rock into West Virginia or Kentucky. We're just right on the tip over there.
Well, Miller actually shot down one of the Japanese planes with no prior experience or training. And today, the Navy is announcing that a $12.5 billion aircraft carrier will be named after mess attendant second class Doris Miller.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It really is. He earned that.
Deserving.
He did receive the Navy Cross during the war. He was also killed later in the war. In 1941, says the story from the Honolulu Star, an African American was not allowed to man a gun in the Navy, and as far as rank was concerned, he could not really get above a messman level. But his actions started to turn the tide. I've seen it was the worst of the movies made about Pearl Harbor was Pearl with Ben Affleck and Josh Hartnett. But in that movie, Cuba Gooding Jr. plays Doris Miller. And it's also in Tora, Tora, Tora. That particular moment where he just took over the gun, never mind what his rank or what he was allowed to do or not do, no prior training. And I think this is maybe the best piece of news on this particular day, that they're honoring him with an aircraft carrier. I think that's really, really cool.
Yes.
And nobody said anything about it, have they?
No.
That's terrible.
No, because it only befits the our 8-page newspaper on Monday. And the rest, if
it's not positive, they can't do it.
Unless the date says, you know, like 1955. Some of them think it still is.
Or if it's not negative. See, exactly. Everything's just negative, man.
So I want to put that story on Facebook because I think that's...
Yes.
Yeah, that people
really,
like that.
Really cool.
And to lighten maybe the atmosphere a little bit, have you, I know you find a lot of stuff on YouTube. Have you heard the one, it's the Dry Comedy Club, and he talks about being a Republican in California?
No.
Have you heard, it is, I'm telling you, I found it the other day, and I'm downstairs, and I went up and Sarah says, why were you laughing so loudly? I was losing it. I took her down, and she lost it. It's one of the funniest. It's clean. You can play. I can't remember the comedian, but it's called Being a Republican in California.
All right, will you look that up?
I'll see if I can find it.
If you'll find that, we will all be laughing.
And we have Red on the phone. Hey, Red.
Hey, I saw the story about the black gentleman getting the Medal of Honor and an aircraft carrier named after. That is an incredible story, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It's a great story. I've seen it told many times. I did not know that this idea was in the works, so when I saw this story today, I thought, that is incredibly awesome.
That is awesome. They had really about a 5-minute segment on the news last night. I forgot which news it was, but they showed his picture at the gun. And at the time, black sailors were not allowed to operate guns, if you can believe that. That's why he was a cook. And they couldn't believe him. In fact, they were kind of upset he first got up there, but they had to acknowledge his bravery. And it took, and they begrudgingly gave him the Naval Cross. I do believe that's what it's called, the Naval Cross. And so it is an incredibly good story. It's going to take about 7 or 8 years to get the aircraft carrier ready, and it'll be a bad, mean rascal. Larry, what do you think about Capricorn Records opening up again?
I did not know that, but that's incredible.
You need to see it. Chuck Lavelle has refurbished the studio completely, And I didn't realize that Otis Redding was responsible for starting Capricorn, did you?
I did not, but Capricorn was like a giant.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Oh, they had some, you played lots of Capricorn songs on WHHY.
I can still see record labels, you know, from back in the day.
So does Rich.
I look and I hear something and I can still see those record labels.
Well, you've got to look into it, man. There was a great story. It was on CBS This Morning yesterday, about a 10-minute segment about how the studio's up and down and now complete revitalization inside the control room and everything. It'll bring back some great memories for you because it was so many of the great songs that you played and I listened to you play.
Well, I will look that up. That's a great story.
Red Top, we appreciate the call on this National DJ Day. Let's get Mike on before we take the break. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing today?
All right.
I got a question relative to records and DJs and radio.
Sure.
Are y'all familiar with the term Mondegreen?
Mondegreen?
No.
Can't say that I am.
It's a word that I don't know how it came about. It's where somebody misunderstands the lyrics of a song and they think it's saying something else when it's not actually saying what they think they're hearing.
That's a great topic.
Yeah, and I've done that before. I on the radio, we'd have people.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it happened here on the show last week when we were, God, I can't remember the song, but I was always uncertain about the actual lyrics. What did we play last week? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
We were doing bass lines and...
That was early. This was like Thursday or Friday.
Hmm.
We're going to look into that, Mike. Thank you. And that is a good topic. Songs, once you find... Now, you can look at almost any song on YouTube, and you can get the lyric version where they scroll. That's what I saw last week, but I'm trying to remember the tune. I was hoping Jeff Balance would be able to join us for a minute, because they've got a huge sale going on all weekend, including today at Georgia Floors Direct. But they're also ready to help folks who experienced flooding during the crazy heavy rains we had the week before last. If you're in need of emergency flooring, they're ready for you right now at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Jeff and his merry band of floriers will help you navigate the monumental choices. That's a huge building, big warehouse. Everything in there is top-notch, popular flooring styles that they take straight from the manufacturer and turn around and sell to you at a wholesale price and arrange installation by a team that they have built, so it's all under their name. That's Georgia Floors Direct, open till 7 o'clock tonight, 1975 Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's. Our first look at the roads. Shouldn't be much going on today, holiday.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got some congestion on the Eastern Boulevard near I-85, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, all the way down to Baptist, I-85 and 65, moderate traffic all the way through the interchange downtown. We have no reports of any accidents anywhere right now, and things are rolling pretty smooth all around the city. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Former Senator and Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the Capital City today. He's running for his old Senate seat once again. Today he announced the endorsements by several national police organizations, sheriffs, and a police chief in Alabama. An MPD officer is facing domestic violence charges after being arrested. Authorities say 31-year-old MPD officer Neil Flournoy was arrested Friday and charged with domestic violence and unlawful imprisonment. The charges stem from a domestic incident that happened last week on Honeysuckle Road. The victim told police following an argument, Flournoy prevented her from leaving home while he was armed with a gun. The woman was not injured. Flournoy was taken to the Montgomery County Jail, but has since bonded out. This Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many celebrations and events are taking place throughout the River Region, including at Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church. They took time to celebrate Dr. King's 91st birthday today. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are facing some of the coldest nights of the winter so far with the overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies down to, low to mid-20s with wind chill factors potentially in the middle teens. Doesn't take much wind to get us there. Tuesday's high temperature, only middle 40s. Then we're back to 24 by first thing Wednesday morning. Late in the week, a little recovery, upper 50s on Thursday. Chance of rain again by Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, here's a quick reminder. It's the third week of January. You can take down the holiday stuff now. At least unplug the lights. You look lazy.
Well, but they look so nice. I mean, all the ornaments are off the tree. The tree is still fresh. It fills the living room with that wonderful fragrance. And the lights are cozy, especially when it's cold.
You know, to me, the house always looked after we, you know, if it's up to Sarah by Christmas afternoon, we'd be de-decorating.
Yeah.
She wants, once Christmas is over, it's over, and she wants to get it out. And the reason we don't is because our family usually does Christmas after Christmas because, you know, we have kids in North Carolina and things. So they come down, we do it a few days after Christmas. So it's usually closer to the first of the year. But to me, when it's all down, it just looks, you know, so festive up to that point.
Well, I have a small artificial tree in my office room. It stays up all year, and it changes with the season. Right now, it's got all of my daughter's Valentines to me and pictures and stuff. And then...
That's a cool idea, though.
Yeah. No, I like, you know, the soft glow and stuff. Now, the tree is not going to be up in June. It'll come down maybe soon. But as long as it's... And it's not losing needles.
That's what I was wondering.
No, not at all. That guy, Dustin, that... I always tell people, if you want the freshest tree, go to that lot on Vaughn Road. Because they last well past Christmas and still keep the scent, and it is not dried out, not an iota.
Do you do any fancy stuff with the water? Aspirin, ice cubes, something?
There's some guy that they had a big, they sold Christmas trees. I mean, they're like big time. Mm-hmm. And they were on, I think, Fox and Friends one morning, and they asked them about that. They said, nah. That makes no difference.
Yeah, I've heard put aspirin in the water, put sugar in the water.
Sprite.
Yeah.
But they said it makes no difference.
You got Sprite?
Just keep water in there.
Well, it's sweet. Has sugar in it.
So I want to put Mr. Spotlow's face on Facebook.
Go for it, man. Is that what you're working on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to caption this.
This old thing on my lip, man. When I walk by a mirror, I'm just
By the way, autocorrect changes your name from Spotlow to Spotlight.
Oh, hey!
Man, there you go.
Seth Spotlight.
I thought there was a caterpillar on there when I came in.
But man, I look by mirrors and I'm like, whoa. The first day, I was like, what is wrong with you? Now I'm like, I'm kind of getting used to it, but I still don't like it.
You have to watch, you know, the autocorrect. We brought Coach Saban in a few years ago for Cancer Wellness Foundation, and I was doing a little thing on my Facebook, and I didn't notice, but it autocorrected from Saban to Satan. And of course, those who are obviously strong Auburn fans would like that. But watch it.
When I was having my heart attack in the doctor's office this afternoon, he's sitting there and...
You were looking not.
Thank you.
Looking askew at my, because I brought my portable mug in, which has a big red A on the side. Wrong cup, huh?
No. For an Auburn doctor, probably.
So Seth Spotlow sporth a new look stash. But I kind of want to ask for some feedback. Like, what does this.
Go for it, man. It's all you. Doesn't bother me. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm easy.
What does he remind you of? It's kind of open-ended. That we might.
You
get
better not talk bad about him. I'm telling you right now.
Oh. You'll answer to Rosie. What?
That's right.
I've never seen you get angry.
Who, Rosie? She is really easygoing.
Yeah. Until she gets shifty-eyed.
But I imagine she could come out with a shell if she had to.
I mean, I could see you as a character in The Sting.
I did.
Of course, that's kind of what you were dressed up as.
Yeah, well, I felt like a bootlegger.
Roaring 20s, yeah, roaring 20s.
I had a Kangol hat on, some boots. I felt like I was...
Pinstripes?
Yeah, pinstripe suit. I almost wore the suit in here. I'm giving it back Wednesday, so maybe when I come up here, I'll put it on for you.
Rosie, I can't ask, who does he remind you of, because that's ending a sentence with a preposition, isn't it?
It's all right. For social media, hey.
Yeah, but when my time comes, I don't want God looking at the list of things I did right and did wrong and saying this.
Well, that's going to be many years from now, so I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm just
as long as your underwear is clean, you're good to go.
You know what? The thing that drives me crazy are double negatives.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
With
when people are talking.
Now,
and
grammar fundamentals.
I ain't done nothing. Well, if you ain't done nothing, you've done something.
Something mm-hmm. Right.
You know. And the other one, of course, drives me crazy is I could care less. No,
yeah.
No, if you could care less, you could care less. Because I couldn't care less.
Right.
And irregardless is really not a word.
It's not a word.
But you know what? It's in the dictionary now.
What's the definition of irregardless?
The same as regardless. Because people have used it so long that they've adapted it.
We learned a new term last week called aptronym.
Hmm.
And that's when the person's name is connected to what they do. And there's a pretty good list of those. Let me pull it up real quick. Aptronyms. Wikipedia. And here is the list of aptronyms. Thomas Crapper, inventor of the toilet.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
Usain Bolt, runner.
Yeah. There was a doctor here who was delivered babies. What do you call them?
Obstetrician.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Virgin. Serious. And then there was a back guy who was Pinchback, Dr. Pinchback.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was another one here. I think his name was Hacksaw or something.
Was he a surgeon?
Yeah. Somebody must know. Somebody must know the doctor I'm thinking of.
Yeah. And those doctors were good doctors I'm talking about. But it was just, what they did, and then their name was funny.
This is, January is a month with frequent divorce, so call Dana Divorce and Jacqueline. Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson, who specialize in representing men, but will certainly help anybody who wants top-notch counseling and strong advocacy going through the process. It's not just a matter of legal wisdom, but standing with you and helping you through the process so you can focus on the changes you're going to have to be dealing with. A consultation is always advised because it doesn't mean you have to get a divorce. It does let you know everything that's... It kind of gives you the big picture because sometimes you're so close to a situation, you can't see that. And they can help you with that. 819-4810. To understand the power of the testimonials, go to their web address, divorceformenalabama.com, and read those. They, better than I, can explain the difference they've made going through this very difficult life situation. Delk and Tomlinson, 819-4810, or divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
350.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's. Because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at LowesForPros.com and pick up in store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, for your next electrical job, start with Lowe's. Because whatever wire the job requires, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Even better, we'll also save you 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at LowesForPros.com and pick up in store where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Whatever you need to get this job done, and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 126 U.S. only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
But even with our incredible staff, Vrai Airlines wouldn't be what it is today without the help of all of you. From the parents who ignore their screaming kids member, to the angry businessman shouting on his cell phone for the whole plane to hear, to the armrest hugger, the leg spreader, the guy who sits window but has to pee every 20 minutes, the overly friendly guy who talks the whole flight despite seeing you trying to sleep, even the guy who's constantly farting thinking we don't know it's him. And even though we have fun here at Vrai Airlines, we always take your safety very seriously with our newly updated Honest Safety Demonstration video.
Hello, and welcome to Vrai Airlines. This is your safety demonstration video, which none of you are actually going to listen to, but we're going to do it anyway so that you don't sue us. There are four emergency exits on this aircraft. In the unlikely event of surviving a plane crash, a life vest is located in a pouch underneath your seat, but so is the luggage of the guy sitting behind you, so you probably won't have access to it.
It's 3:54. It's kind of a goofy afternoon here, a happy hour, in that it's a holiday for some and not for others, and we're all over the place. We were just talking about aptronyms, people whose name speaks to what they have. A few
right.
more.
Oh, okay.
And I remember this guy, because I'm old enough to remember him. Early Wynn, a baseball pitcher.
Oh, okay.
And is in the Hall of Fame, a 300-game winner. Larry Speaks, who was acting White House press secretary under Ronald Reagan.
I remember him.
Larry Speaks. And this one speaks for itself. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
Well, he was involved in some
pedophilia.
Scandals.
Yeah.
Here is East of the Rockies.
Well, I got to follow that. But listen, to have two of the greatest DJs on National DJ Day on the radio is a great drive. Look, Larry, do you remember Prior Hurt?
Prior Hurt.
Yeah, he was an insurance guy down here.
Yes,
on Mount
yes,
Lake.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was you that used to do this prior hurt or previous injury.
Yeah.
That he was, but he was an insurance guy, and I always got a big kick out of that.
I do remember that. Yeah. Prior hurt. Yeah.
Yep. That I don't know what happened to him, but yeah, it's kind of like being in the Flintstones. You know, everybody's got a name that kind of matches their job and stuff.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bud.
You guys have a great afternoon.
All right, Ace. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Ace.
Well, nobody here seems to care, but it's nice to know that the Cronins and the Carolinas are interested. We were listening to you as you talked about your heart rate and the doctor ordering an EKG. Our daughter called and we missed the rest. Is everything okay with your ticker? I can only answer that with one sound effect, Karen.
I'm dying over here.
No, he's not, Karen.
Well, she does make a statement here. Let's blame it on the stress from the liberals because they just never give up. And they're, you know, we should be the happiest country on the planet with the prosperity. I mean, it's not just great here, but it's eons beyond the rest of the world that are stuck with these. Britain's going to be joining us. Britain. And once again, all these economists, the experts say, you know, that Britain would go into the dumper when they leave the... It's not happening.
Yeah.
Things are actually getting better there before they depart the EU.
But don't you... Isn't it kind of scary? You know, I remember back when Obama became president. And, you know, and it wasn't because, you know, he was African-American that we didn't like him. I mean, it was, you know, that's what they usually try to throw into it, the race card. I didn't like his politics.
No,
I didn't like
either.
What he stood for. I don't care what ethnic background you are, but going into office, he was about as far away from, say, the conservative stance as you could be at the time. But when he won, I never heard we're going to impeach him even before he was sworn in.
Yep.
I never heard all of the people, you know, rioting and upset and crying, and you know, we accepted the fact that this is how our nation works, and he served two terms. And he was the president. We might not have been totally happy with it, but you know, you learn to live with it. But something happened though when Trump became president.
First of all, I heard other people say this. Thank God, if he had to win, at least this shows that all doors are open in America. That nobody can use the excuse of race. And guess what? That's all we heard for 8 years. Was, whoa, what a racist! Whoa, never had anything good to say about our country ever.
Some of my favorite people in politics are African Americans. They're conservative. They match with my ideas.
There's a rising star in the state of Michigan running for the Senate, and I'm praying he wins.
What's his name?
His name escapes me at the moment, but I've read a bunch about the guy. I mean, he is hardcore conservative. He'd be a great.
I'll tell you what, you sit and listen to Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Did you hear him? When he was in, I mean, I went to his, you know, he was downtown. I guess Faulkner brought him in. And I went in there, you know, he's so soft-spoken. I thought, this is going to be the most boring evening. And the next thing I know, it's over.